Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for the waxing cycle, for our journey from the new moon in Taurus to the full moon in Scorpio. Two signs, always opposite, sharing a polarity of deep knowing and yet very different in their modes of perception. So we'll be exploring what it will mean to travel from one to the other. To begin, let me review the key dates. We entered the crescent moon phase last night, Sunday, April 26th, at 10:46 p.m. in my Eastern Daylight Time Zone. The waxing sextile moon, a connection of support and information between sun and moon within the crescent cycle, will be tomorrow morning quite early, 5:38 a.m., followed by the first quarter moon, the sun-moon square that is a moment of challenge, Thursday, April 30th at 4:38 p.m. Within that phase, we reach a waxing trine, another moment of support and communication on Saturday, May 2nd, 11:40 p.m. We will enter the gibbous moon phase on Monday, May 4th at 1:55 a.m. And that gibbous phase is going to be very busy. A lot will happen before we reach the full moon on the 7th of May. So a new moon in Taurus is settled, calm, steady, doesn't like change too much, conjunct Uranus. So things are heating up. Things are shifting in ways that do not make Taurus feel all that comfortable, actually. I love Taurus. I have Taurus on my midheaven, and I love Taurus moons because my natal moon is in Virgo. And when the moon shifts into Taurus, I feel calmer and more peaceful. The downside of Taurus, though, is a tendency to want to maintain the status quo. Everything's working just fine, thank you very much. We need to keep things steady and calm. We need to keep things normal. The role of Uranus here is to say, is this normal? Is this the way we're living normal? What does normal even mean? And so, even at the moment of this particular new moon, things became unsettled. And that is reflected in a positive way when we moved into the crescent phase, because that moon was in Gemini. That moon was ready to take off, take flight, be curious, explore. Lots of messages, lots of information, and yet an ongoing theme I'm seeing throughout this waxing phase is even as we have this desire to move toward the new, to be hopeful, to imagine, to begin to feel ourselves into a happier, more upbeat future, we are reminded that the past is important and we need to pay attention to it. So even in that crescent phase, that moon in Gemini, we're having to look at the South Node, the North Node, and the way they have traveled through Cancer and Capricorn, both energies associated with the past, along with all the heavy Capricorn stuff we've had going on. When we reach the waxing sextile moon very early tomorrow morning, there will be a moment when the moon and sun are both aspecting those very same nodes. This waxing sextile moon is in the sign of Cancer, where the North Node has been. The sun will have passed its conjunction with Uranus and is looking toward the nodes as well. So yes, they're going to shift. They're going to shift before we reach that full moon. And moving into fire and air might feel really good. But we need to make sure that we learn the lessons of the past. The first quarter moon is in Leo. At the first quarter, we want that momentum, direction. We want to know that our choices have been good. This Leo moon, by sign, squares both Taurus and Scorpio and says, let's bring in a new perspective. Let's bring in a new way to look at what's going on. So it's this moment of saying, what am I doing? What is my choice? What am I going to express and embody? The waxing trine moon is in Virgo and touches back onto the need to look at the past through an emphasis on healing. What healing work do we need? When we get to the gibbous moon on the 4th of May, we're still in Virgo, but the chart has shifted enough so that instead of that sense for me of healing work, hands-on healing at the waxing trine, we're checking those lists. We're saying, are we ready? Is everything in place? Like, have we done all the things? That gibbous phase has to do with perseverance in the face of obstacles. In terms of the hero cycle, this is the final challenge. When you think you've already vanquished whatever the foe is, and you're ready to seize the prize, all of a sudden, that challenge you thought was already faced and conquered looms up again. So we're in Virgo. We need to check everything, make sure it's all done. And this gibbous moon this cycle is action-packed. Just before the full moon, we have a series of events that will shift things for us. First, that gibbous moon comes very early on the 4th. Early that evening, Mercury will conjunct the Sun. This is the superior conjunction when Mercury is between the Earth and the Sun. Mercury is moving at maximum speed. This is the full Mercury phase. This will shift Mercury from the morning to the evening star. So just as we're at that moment of needing to check everything and make sure it's working, we have the illumination of Mercury conjunct the Sun when Mercury is moving really fast. That same night, that same evening, just about 3 hours after that Mercury-Sun conjunction, we have Beltane, the astrological moment of Beltane, which will have been celebrated in many places on the 1st of May, but astrologically occurs when the Sun reaches 15 degrees of Taurus. And so here we have one of the hinges of the Celtic year, the movement into the fully lit half, the light part of the year, a celebration of magic and fertility and exciting new things happening, not all of which we can see. The very next morning, about dawn, again in my Eastern time zone, those nodes will change signs from Cancer Capricorn to Sagittarius Gemini. All of that's going to happen in this gibbous phase. These are positive happenings. Mercury illuminated by a conjunction with the Sun. The powerful, magical, gorgeous festival of Beltane. And a nodal shift that many of us have been looking forward to just because the whole Capricorn-Cancer axis has been so fraught this last year and a half while the nodes were in there, along with Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter. So how can these shifts be challenges? What are we facing at this time? I suspect it's going to have to do with our wanting so much for things to shift in a positive direction, to welcome light and magic and excitement. And we are, after all, heading into a full moon in Scorpio, where what is illuminated is what is hidden, what we don't want to look at, what we would rather just pass by. So we're moving from the right in front of our eyes, the glorious unfolding and the magic of the physical earth and nature, to the deep hidden magics, the shadowy realms of Scorpio. This is an important journey, one we are already embarked on, and I hope we all have amazing experiences that help us make this vitally important transition from a past that's not working all that well into a future that we hope will, that this waxing cycle tells us will rely in part on our learning the lessons of the past, healing our own unresolved issues from the past, and carrying that learning forward into a new future. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. wishing you all the excitement and exploration of this waxing cycle. And wishing that we all understand the need to pay attention to lessons, traumas, difficulties from the past, and willingly engage in exploring and learning from and healing that so that we can all move forward with honor and respect for the best of what has been, a healing of its trauma, and a readiness to move into what can be. As always, thank you for listening.